You're listening to NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, Episode 6, All-Star Edition, Rising Star Pack Drop. It is Sunday, March 7th, 1:12 Pacific Time. We are close to the pack drop, about 40 minutes until that queue should be opening up. So hopefully you're listening to this. You either got your spot or we're about to go in, and I'm keeping you company out there. We've got a nice podcast today. We're going to be looking at the Rising Stars pack drop that's coming up at 2 p.m. Pacific time. The market is currently down until after that drop. It was going in and out all morning. There was some deals to be had. It was down all night. So I'm really hoping that whatever adjustments they needed to make for this drop, it's going to go smooth, because I feel as though the Seeing Stars pack drop was fabulous. I love that three-tier staggered drop. We're going to talk about some rookies that you might want to take a look at before those get gobbled up. Also, a fabulous episode on YouTube of the first mint, where they had Jacob at Eisenberg 43 from NBA Top Shot on there answering some amazing questions and some real good inside information, which I like to bring you guys. Also, we're going to be talking about the actual game tonight. So we've got a lot of things going on for All-Star Sunday. There used to be an All-Star Saturday, but now we're going to get a All-Star Sunday with everything packed into one day. So hope you guys are doing good out there. I want to send you some luck. Remember, please follow me on Twitter at NBA Top Shot Drop at DJDev420. And I give you pack notifications and keep you all up to date with everything. So let's get right into it. All right. So we've got the Rising Stars pack drop queue live right now. It is 1:26 p.m. It has been live for about 7 minutes. So they went live at 1:20 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get in there. Get in that queue. Good luck, everybody. Big, big pack coming. This Rising Stars is going to have one Seeing Stars, one extremely rare Rising Stars, and then five commons, which can be magnificent. So get ready, get in the queue, have fun, everybody. We are in. It is body time here on episode 6 of the NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. And I'm your host, Devin Buter. We are going to be talking about some rookies I'd like you guys to take a look at when the market opens up after the drop. You got to check out Chuma Okeke. That's going to get a first moment. There's some low prices there. The market should get saturated with a couple more, so make sure you grab one of them. That's going to be out of 4,000, so that'll be a good one to have for the Orlando Magic. And also, Jayson Tate. That one was going for around 400. I've seen it all the way down at 230. There's one, the lowest price before the market closed, at 275. Also 4,000 of those moments. We'll get a rookie moment and a first moment badge as well. Go check out those rookies. Those are definitely going to be going quick. You'll see. Keep an eye on them. Don't buy until you feel comfortable, but try and get a low serial number also. I want to talk about an amazing podcast and YouTube show that I subscribe to called The First Mint. And they are awesome. You've got LG Doucette, The Real Phil D, and The Plunge Father. I'm sure you guys are all following them on Twitter. They had a fabulous guest on yesterday, Jacob at Eisenberg 43 on Twitter, NBA Top Shot rep there, and he gave out some fabulous information. He was really happy with the Seeing Stars drop and how there was three tiers and it seemed to just go very, very smooth. And he just pointed out that there are only 15 pack drops in on Top Shot. So it's still like the first inning of pack drops and they're still figuring things out. And just to sum up that part of the interview they did with him, He said that they're not looking past a potential first come, first serve option as well. But right now, things seem to be going well with the queue system, which is what we're seeing today. Also, he talked about the LeBron challenge for the Seeing Stars. It's not announced yet, but he did say that's going to be coming for the LeBron Award. The reward you're going to get is if you collect all of the All-Star players on the LeBron team, which we'll talk about at the end of the podcast here when we cover the All-Star game. So keep an eye out for that. That's going to be after, most likely, the Cool Cat Challenge. The next one finishes up or probably will get announced during that. He said the big focus going forward for Top Shot is that they want to have a smooth transition going into the post-pack drop. So just pay attention to that. After the drop tonight, there's going to be a lot of movement on the market. A lot of users are going to be in there, and it seems to slow the market down. You can't get your purchase, you're bogged down, frustrated, and they're really trying to eliminate any of those frustrating experiences for the users, which is just exciting. I mean, we all want to have fun, we all want to get the moments that we're hoping to get. So that's a big focus for them moving forward, he said. And also brought up that the Cool Cats Master Challenge is waiting right there. I have talked about that in previous podcasts. Please check that out on their blog page. And also, I have posted about that on my Twitter page. Awesome, awesome challenge. 30 Cool Cats, I believe, in total you're going to need to have. And it's gonna be this the Mello, they basically asked him if it was going to be, I think the real Phil D asked him if it was going to be a rare reward, the LaMelo, or if it was going to end up being a common. And Jacob answered that it is going to be labeled in that common area because it's from the Cool Cat reward, but because so few collectors are actually going to get it, it's going to seem a lot like a rare edition size number. So keep an eye on that. If you have any chance of getting it, the Cool Cats are insanely low right now. I don't think a lot of people are aware of that Master Challenge. You're going to need all of them. So make sure you're putting that collection together and just shop. Just check it out. When you see it really low, see if you can grab them. The Devin Booker is insanely low. I mean, the whole market's low, so it's silly to even use that word right now. But that's what you're doing. You're keeping an eye on your shop and be a conscious collector. All right, we also heard them in the same interview. Again, remember to check this out, the First Mint NBA Top Shot. They just put this up on March 6, 2021. It's called the Seeing Stars Final Pack Drop Live from NBA Top Shot's Twitch. I'm going to go ahead and retweet that now just so you can watch the whole thing. But the other thing that they did talk about was potentially an All-Star Moments drop after the All-Star game, and it was an awesome answer that Jacob gave him. He said, what we need is there to be moments created to then go ahead and mint those and create those. So keep your eye out. That's the exciting thing that we're moving into with Top Shot here. As you're watching games, it's going to get so exciting to just be like, oh my gosh, that is a Top Shot moment. Please make that a moment. You've already seen that on Twitter. We're saying, hey, can we get one of these? So the All-Star game should be really exciting to see what moments do pop up there, especially because Jacob said that's what they're looking for, and then a potential drop. Didn't promise anything, but a maybe drop of some type of All-Star pack in the future may be coming. All right, finally, let's move into the final segment here, and we're just going to talk about All-Star Sunday now because it's moved from an All-Star Saturday to Sunday event, and they've put the dunk contest in the halftime of the All-Star game, which I think is going to be pretty interesting. You're going to get probably a lot of the players to come out and watch what's going on during the game, and I think that's going to be really interesting. But let's first talk about the skills challenge. You've got Robert Covington from the Trailblazers, Luka, of course, everybody's favorite, Chris Paul, Julius Randle having an amazing season for the New York Knicks, Domantas Sabonis from the Pacers, and Nikola Vukovic from the Magic, who is on potential trade block. I think Orlando would be wise to move him and get some picks for that. We could cover that in another podcast. But as of now, let's focus on who the favorite is. You got to be looking at Luka. I think everybody is. I saw a poll on Twitter, and it was like 100% Luka. But I think in the wings, Chris Paul is just, he's an absolute wizard. So I love Luka. Check out my Twitter page, you'll see that. Huge Luka fan. I think it's going to be Chris Paul and Luka. I think Chris Paul might be able to grab it. Next, we're going to move into the three-point contest, which got really interesting here. And we have seen a couple late pulls from All-Star events. We just saw that Ben Simmons and Embiid got pulled. And you got Zion replacing Embiid as a starter, which I think is just amazing. He could easily get the MVP. He gets some massive highlight dunks if they feed him the ball. Woo! It's going to be fun. But we're looking at the three-point contest right now. Devin Booker is out due to an injury, and Mike Conley is going to replace him in there. Then you have Jaylen Brown, of course, the favorite, Steph Curry, Zach LaVine, who is just getting no love. I mean, he's in the All-Star game. He's in the three-point contest. But this guy is having an insane season. Insane. Donovan Mitchell and, of course, Jason Tatum from the Celtics. I'm looking at Zach LaVine as the dark horse. Of course, Steph Curry, if that guy gets going, it's just magical. But it's going to be a fun three-point contest. I'm going to go ahead and throw out Zach LaVine there. Let me know on Twitter who you guys are picking. Let's get to halftime of the All-Star game. We have an amazing dunk contest that's going to have Obi Toppin from the Knicks. Hope you got his first moment. Grab that. Anfernee Simons from Portland. This boy can hop. I've not seen a ton of him, but he is definitely in this for a reason. And Cassius Stanley from Indiana, another big high flyer. The thing I like about Toppin in this is that he is just a violent, physical dunker that's going to draw a ton of flair. Not that the other two dunkers aren't going to be high flying and putting on a really nice show. I think it's going to be a fabulous dunk contest. Like I said, with the NBA players coming courtside to watch. But I think you got to be looking at Obi to take this, I don't want to say easily, but favorably. And a la Dominique, he is a beast. So get ready for that fun. And then we've got the All-Star rosters here. Exciting. They did the playground picks. We've got Kevin Durant taking his team. He's got Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, Jason Tatum, Zion Williamson, who just got moved, like I told you, moved into the starting position. Coming off the bench, we got Connolly, Harden, LaVine, Mitchell, Randall, Vuki. And then we got Booker, Davis, and Embiid, who are injured and not playing. Now let's go over to Team LeBron, who at this point is the massive favorite. He's got Giannis, Steph. It's going to be fun to watch LeBron and Steph play together. I think they've had so many battles. There's so much respect there for each other. And then you got Luka. I mean, think about the ball movement, the way this ball's going to be moving. Giannis, Steph, Luka, LeBron, and Nick Joker. I mean, that is going to be some, just make sure you got the kids watching this. Any players up and coming, any basketball players out there that are working on their game, watch the way that these guys pass the starting lineup for the Team LeBron. Then Team LeBron reserves, we've got Jaylen Brown, Paul George, Rudy Gobert, Damian Lillard, DeMontis Sabonis, Chris Paul, and Ben Simmons. Of course, LeBron got his buddy Chris Paul. There will be no Ben Simmons, as we heard. I don't think I have heard who the replacement is going to be for that. This is going to be a fun day. We got the pack drop coming up here. Remember, this is tiny. There's about 32,000. I can't pull it up right now because I'm in the queue. We got 22 minutes till we get our line spots, everybody. Tons of good luck out there. Have fun with it. If you don't get one, make sure you congratulate everybody who did. Spread the magic, spread the love in this community. It all goes around, comes around. And enjoy it.